My guest today is Tom Pobrezny. He's the president of EAA. Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here, especially during this exciting week.
How many AirVentures, or how many years have you been going to AirVenture?
Well, this is the 54th. I've been to 53. I've been chairman of the event since 1976 or 77. So I've either had a role as a support role or in a leadership role for quite a long time.
And you've been president of EAA for how long?
Since 1989.
So what was your excuse for missing that 1 year?
Well, if it just so happens, we were overseas at the World Aerobatic Championships, and we were in, Germany, Frankfurt, Germany, waiting to come back on Air Force transportation, and we kept getting bumped and bumped and bumped, and finally we found out we weren't going to get back in time, so it's the only one I missed, but it was worthwhile because we were at the World Aerobatic Championships.
You had quite a life even before you were really involved in a leadership role with EAA. In the July issue of Sport Aviation, you even reintroduced yourself to the membership. What prompted you to do that?
Well, I guess when you refer to my other life, EAA has always been a part of my life in aviation, but I flew air shows and aerobatic competition for a number of years, going back to the late 1960s through 1995, the last portion of the career as a member of the Eagles aerobatic team, and I came to the realization that a part of my aviation career was not maybe known to a lot of the members, because we've had a lot of members join since 1995, and I think it's important they receive some background in terms of my aviation experience and my qualifications to serve as president of the organization. So it was kind of a chance for me to do a little reminiscing, too, as I went back to write the column. And it's, as you can appreciate, it's kind of hard to take a span of time and put it into just 700 words. But hopefully it provided people some additional insights.
What are the challenges of running such a large nonprofit organization?
It's hard to kind of highlight the challenges because it's, in a way, the only life I've known, so I don't know what to compare it to. As you can appreciate, EAA is an organization based on airplanes and aviation and people's passion for flying, but the real success of EAA is built around the relationships, whether it's families that come to Oshkosh each year like they will this week and camp next to each other as they've done for the past 20 or 30 years, or friends within local chapters or at regional events. And so the challenge is facilitating the opportunity to build and maintain relationships at all levels and interests within the organization. Oshkosh has got a unique culture. At a lot of conventions, you open the doors at 8 o'clock in the morning. People go to it, leave at 6 o'clock at night, and go off to some other part of the city. Here, the people are with us 24 hours a day, 7 days. Well, I shouldn't say 7 days a week. 30 days, 40 days. They come in early. So the challenges are really people management.
Most people see you roving around the convention in your convertible VW Red 3. Describe a typical day at AirVenture for you.
A typical day for me is exciting. We spend 50 weeks out of the year planning all the activities, and though it's a week-long event, the week before is just as exciting the week of, because everything kind of comes together and people are setting up the exhibits and campers are arriving. My day has changed a lot from what it was maybe in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and the fact is that I spend more time circulating and meeting people and building relationships for the organization, where decades ago it was more tactical, everything from where the port-a-johns are to traffic flow and so on. So I've seen my role change, and my earlier career with EA as it relates to AirVenture, which we're talking about now, has given me the background that I understand the mechanism of how it works. So as I travel and see things that don't look right, it's more feel than it is anything else. And so that's been very helpful. But I have a chance to meet a lot of members, aviation enthusiasts, guests, families, people who have never been here before, and that's an important part of my day.
Last year we had what some people are calling the perfect storm. We had great weather. We had the Global Flyer. We had Spaceship One. How does your planning staff go about making each year as exciting as the next?
There's no magic wand that I can say the group of us hold up in a room and come up with ideas to enhance the next year's event. It's a matter of building on the success of Oshkosh and AirVenture, and the fact is that people don't come from half around the world just for one specific thing. They come for the depth and breadth of the activities, and Oshkosh truly has developed a reputation as aviation's premier event, and it's something for everyone. The planning staff or the planning team really is volunteers, members, staff. Ideas come from all corners of the EAA organization and family. A good example is this year, two of the significant added value activities are the concert of the Beach Boys, which have great appeal because of the uniqueness of the group, and that was brought to us by Ford Motor Company. Their suggestion, their idea, saying what we would like to do something to say thank you to the members for their support of Ford and their participation. And again, from one of our sponsors, in this case Ford and Eclipse, the idea of the fly-in movie theater in the campsite, where our core audience is, where the campers are there weeks at a time, families, and building activities that after the day of excitement on the flight line, whether it's forums, workshops, air show, to at night show great aviation films introduced by, in some cases, the people that started them. So these are just two examples of the ideas that come forth. Military participation. We have a staff that works on engaging military participation, but many EAAers are in the services, armed services serving this country, and contact us and say, we'd like to bring a particular airplane, whether it's the F-22 Raptor or the Blue Angels participating. So the good thing is, or the exciting thing is, that the reputation of the event is such that people know that they can offer suggestions and be a part of making it better year after year for the members, their families, and our aviation guests. The other day we had a briefing for our staff, and it was announced that we have over 1,000 activities that take place during this week. And, you know, just to organize and facilitate and execute that, but think of it from a member standpoint. You couldn't go to 1,000 activities if you only spent 1 minute each one. And so it truly tells you by the magnitude that there is something for everyone, whether it's education and excitement, enthusiasm, taking pictures, meeting legends, or meeting those who are making new history, like Bert Rutan or Mike Melville. It's hard to describe Oshkosh unless you've been here.
On Tuesday at 11:30, EAA is holding a panel on user fees. Who will be joining you on the panel?
Well, first of all, the purpose of the user fee panel is to just introduce to our members the current state of the user fee situation. It's not, user fees are not new, but what is new is the fact is that the airline industry, under the leadership of the ATA, is readdressing user fees and is basically trying to shift some of their responsibility in terms of maintaining the system to general aviation. Joining me on the panel will be Phil Boyer, president of AOPA, Pete Bunce, president of GAMA, the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, and Ed Boland, the president of the National Business Aviation Association, plus two of the CEOs from the leading manufacturers, Jack Pelton from Cessna and Alan Klapmeyer from Cirrus. So it'll be a good panel of leaders who are actively involved in the aviation community, and I think we'll demonstrate the unity of the GA community, general aviation community, in its relationship to the issue of user fees.
Meet the Administrator is on Wednesdays at 11:30, also live on EA Radio, by the way. Why has this event become so popular at the convention?
Well, Meet the Administrator has been a part of the convention for decades. It's an opportunity for the number one person in the FAA to meet with his or her constituents, their customers, the aviation community, and present an up-to-date briefing as to what are the important issues from the administrator's standpoint, but more importantly, allow for a Q&A for members and the aviation community to ask questions direct. There's very few opportunities to, lack of a better word, meet the boss. And I think that's why it's popular, because in years where there are important issues, it's a chance to bring that issue to the forefront. For example, last year, the medical issue of special issuance, and as a result of that Meet the Administrator session, changes have been made, so it does make a difference.
When people who are uninitiated to EAA ask you, what do you do? What is the first thing you tell them?
Well, like my father-in-law says, and he's the head of that big club. No. What we do is promote aviation from the standpoint of people's passion. We can call it sport aviation, recreational flying, flying for fun. But it's really providing ways for people to participate in something that they enjoy doing. Advocacy, representing our members in Washington or at the governmental level, is important. Education is important. But the real core is participation, whether it's building or restoring an airplane, flying Young Eagles, attending an aviation event, serving as a chapter officer, some way to feel that you're getting more out of aviation than just being a bystander.
What else would you like people to know about this year at EAA?
Well, I think it's not so much maybe what I want them to know. I want them to leave saying, I'm coming back next year. In other words, the best thing that happens is that the event met or exceeded their expectations. For those who have been with us for decades, we want to continue to meet their expectations, because that's what keeps them coming back. And for the people who come for the first time, I hope that they leave saying, this was much more than I expected, because I really truly believe this is the type of event that you have to experience it to understand it. You can describe it, but words can't do the job as much as being a participant.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me, and have a great convention week.
Tom Poberesny is the president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. You're listening to EAA Radio.